I'm Kevin H.
I'm Kevin C.
And I'm a Seth.
And this is the
Dark Windows Podcast.
So just a disclaimer, we are going to talk about some things that people might not be super comfortable with. We're going to use some
language.
A language that people are not going to be super comfortable with.
That's adult language. Expletives.
So sit back.
Relax.
And enjoy the show.
Or not. That's cool too.
We want to start out by saying a special thank you to our sponsor, Studio Headphones. Studio offers some of the best quality sound and best built headphones on the market without the outrageous prices that other brands offer.
They offer a variety of different styles, including over-the-ear, wired earbuds, and completely wireless Bluetooth buds. The two newest models are the Klar, which are over-the-ear noise-canceling headphones that offer 30 hours of playtime. Hold on, 30 hours continuous playtime without being recharged.
And the Tolv, which are totally wireless Bluetooth earbuds that offer 7 hours of playtime in a case that holds 4 additional charges for the buds.
So check out studio.com where you will find some of the best quality headphones and earbuds on the market. And if you enter Dark Windows 15 at checkout, they will take 15% off your entire order.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
What's up, everybody?
How do they do, interneters?
How we all doing tonight?
I'm kind of ready for this week to be over.
I was ready on Thursday after having the flu for, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday. That was a fucking... sucks.
Yeah, yours sucks. Mine's just because we're trying to sell our house.
My week never really took off. I worked Monday and then Friday. It fucked me up because I was like, I was expecting to work Monday, Tuesday, and probably Wednesday. And because the guy's credit card company screwed him, nothing came in. And then Friday, we have all the shit, like the shower and all that stuff. And we open it up and it's all fucking busted to shit. So I was like, at 10:30 in the morning, I'm like, guess my fucking day's over. But I had a bunch of running around and doing shit, so I ended up working the full day, which is fucking great. But next week's going to be good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sweet.
Seth?
Hi.
Hi. Didn't see you there. How you doing?
I just got here.
You got a thing.
Yeah, it's an Arnold Palmer brew. Cheers. Oops.
It's not a grown-up Arnold Palmer, though, because it doesn't have the vodka in it.
Oh, God. Do you have vodka? No, I'm driving.
I've got cheap shit. It's like...
No.
Floor cleaner level.
No, I'm good.
Vodka. But...
Svedka.
Hey, fuck you. Svedka's good.
Reka's better.
But I'm talking like this is the kind of stuff that makes like, what the fuck is it? The 5 o'clock vodka or whatever the hell it is. Makes that look like fucking.
So it doesn't even come in a plastic Reka's. Bottle. It comes in a wooden.
It comes in a plastic bottle, but it's like industrial strength floor cleaner bottle, you know?
Ugh. So
you get like a fucking like half gallon of it for $3.79 at the grocery store.
That's not a good idea.
Fleischmann's?
Nope.
Yes, actually.
But Fleischmann's is good.
Eh.
It really is.
See, I'm not a vodka snob.
I am. Sorry.
I like my whiskeys. But anyway, speaking of things that we like.
Oh, we're back to me now?
Yeah.
Wicked.
Because I like you.
Yes.
As more than a friend.
What I like more than all of you both is miniatures. And if you or anybody you know that likes to paint miniatures, because St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner and you have a leprechaun on an owl from Reaper Miniatures, free plug, and you have to paint all those small little details and you're having a hell of a time getting all those little tiny little details and all those amazing little bits and bobs on that little guy, head on over to GameEnvy.net, home of the Hobby Holder. The Hobby Holder is a 2-in-1 base combo with a handle and a base. Now, that sounds pretty boring. However, what it is it comes in a variety of different colors. The base and the handle are two separate components, and they can spin a full 360 degrees to get you all those little fine details. You put that in your checkout cart. You put all the other fun stuff in the checkout cart. You put in the promo code BROADSTONE, and you save yourself a 10% off the entire order.
Boom!
Vapor.
Yes!
Did you see that yet?
Nice shit.
I didn't see anything yet.
One of our Instagram friends commented on the video. And I did some fucking sneaky subterfuge shit.
Subterfuge? What?
Yeah. Subterfuge. You know, subtle fudge?
It's
my
nope.
my favorite, like, smooth jazz band. It's great.
Ah. Dirty.
So, anywho... Kevin, what are we talking about this week, bub?
Yeah, dude. What is our topic?
So as you're listening to this,
yep,
because it's coming out at...
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
In the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, in the morning.
In the morning.
On March the 6th.
In the March the 6th. Morning. Yep, in the morning.
The morning.
The morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, top of the morning to you.
Pitter patter.
Top of the laneway.
No anyway. D-gens on the property. Get going. Letterkenny, I've been watching it way too much lately. Hey, whoa, buddy. Let's throw my paint samples.
So.
Tonight. Or tomorrow or whatever. Oh, if you didn't see it, well, we're going to be announcing the winner of the new logo.
Yeah.
On Wednesday the 6th. So, which is could be as you're listening to this tonight or if you listen to yesterday, whichever. Go take a look. It'll be on Facebook and Instagram.
But let's be honest here. We're the real winners of the logo competition.
Oh. Hell yeah, we are, man. There was a lot of amazing art.
We got a lot of really cool shit. You guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't enter because I would have came last.
No, they would have blown you out of the water, dude.
They already did.
And we thank you all.
Definitely.
Very, very much.
All those who entered are definitely getting a sticker.
Yeah, I will. I'll be contacting everybody individually after we get everything squared away, and we'll send y'all some stickers.
Yeah, we'll get you. We'll get in touch with you.
Yep.
We'll holler at you. With that said, this week we're going to be discussing two little beasties that. We're like flyers in the night.
Some one-off cryptids, I'd call it. We got a double header for you.
I like mine better.
Only one of them flies, fucker.
You don't know that.
No, yeah.
You didn't see it.
You know,
you're going off a unknown businessman.
Yes, because I was born in 1903.
And businessman.
Excuse me, kind sir. Okay, there we go.
had a finger tap.
All of my businessmen are very well known because I have names and occupations.
They're not real.
Hey.
They were.
Did they get licked by a frog?
No. But they also weren't drunk fucking teenagers like yours were.
He's got you on that one.
One of them was.
Fair enough. He was on
possibly
he was on
drunk.
LSD and saw a bag of peanuts and thought it was this thing.
Hey, you, come here. I want to
lick
you.
Hey.
This week,
we're fucking get to it.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Okay.
You shut up, Seth. You're not even talking.
we're discussing Van Meter visitor.
Yeah,
and the Dover demon.
Van Meter beater.
Yeah.
Van Meter man beater.
The Van Meter Peter beater. You mean?
Sure. Let's go with that one. That sounds better.
Yeah, we're going to apologize in advance because we're recording this at like 9 o'clock at night and we're all a little punchy, but...
Yeah, I'm punchier than normal.
It's going to be fucking fun. So am I.
All right, which one are we talking about first?
Oh.
The man beater Peter Weeder Weeder or the Dover Dover?
The van beater Peter Bill.
We're going to let you choose. Do you want to go chronologically in order or do you want to go in order of which one's fucking weirder?
Bill.
Oh,
Peter
hold on.
Bill.
Hold on. Chronological order or geographical order?
I'm going to go with which one is the weirdest one last.
Okay, I guess Kevin's up first.
Okay, let's go with you so that way we can make fun of his shitbird for longer.
Sure.
You know, shitbird might be a pretty good descriptor for that one,
Wait,
too,
was yours the flyer?
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
All right, let's go with yours. We'll make fun of shitbird last.
Yes, all right. We want ground-based bullshit first.
Wait, I should have came up with a sea one so I have a shitfish?
Oh, dude, it would be... Wait a minute.
Is there a
shit fish? That'd be bullshit Navy SEALs. Sea, air, and land. Holy shit.
Triforce.
Oh my God. Fuck. Make something up.
Got it. Do yours. Land, sea, air. Got it.
Nice. Okay. So.
Oh, we can have Shelby do a fire one too. Earth, wind, and fire.
Should I be fire? Because, you know, red hair makes more sense.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
No. Anyway.
All right. Anyway.
Fuck. This is going to be
hashtag not sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, Dover Demon. Appeared in a 2-day time frame in April of 1977.
Where was it?
In Dover.
Dover fucking Mass.
Fucking Dover Mass. Yeah. Yeah, we said it. Dover.
Yep.
I'm not going to say nothing.
We're going to walk the car.
Go walk down the boulevard. Go get some beers.
We're going to park
go
the
down
car,
by the bay.
Walk real far.
Look at that fucking asshole over there.
So... I'm gonna put my guess out there because I know a little bit about this thing, but not a lot. Is it a drunk naked Wahlberg?
Ooh, almost got me on that one. Don't put the drink down.
Damn it.
I did it.
I like Donnie though.
That's true.
Donnie was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He's putting it to
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
His wife is a fucking Fruit Loop too. So
both
that's
of them.
His wife.
Yeah,
I've seen her Playboy. I own it. Yeah. Moving on.
Fair enough. Hey, we should just do an episode where we talk about her smut collections. There we go.
And how she feels that people get retarded over the dumbest things.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, silicone can cause that problem. Yeah. Anyway.
So vaccinations will make your kids autistic.
Not cocaine.
No.
Apparently not all the cocaine.
You being a dumb fuck will have some effect on your kids, though. Anywho.
Let's talk about this Dova beast.
So, the Dova.
The Dova.
The Dova demon. Yeah.
Bend over demon.
Yeah, it was down in Hobbit. Anyway, so the creature was said to have a watermelon-shaped head.
Oh, God.
And the body of an emaciated monkey that had glowing eyes and a blank face.
Melon head chimp?
Yeah.
If you've ever played the Metro games, it looks like the Dark Ones.
That's true.
I had never played them.
Yeah,
you will.
It does. It looks a lot like him. It's creepy.
Huh.
Yeah. Games. Well, the first two games are good.
I'm struggling with the third one. Anyway.
Well, to me, it reminds me, kind of remind me of, what the fuck was his name? From Family Guy.
American Dad.
Roger?
Roger from American Dad. Yeah, absolutely.
I got beat up by a taco.
It actually, too, when you look at this thing, and I know you're probably going to go more into it, it looks like such a stereotypical alien.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
It really does.
I want to punch it.
So the first sighting was on April 21st by a guy named William Bartlett, who was 17 years old at the time. And he and his two friends, Mike
Mike Mazamalfuck, huh?
Mazafuck, okay.
Mike Mazzico. Mazzocco.
Nice.
And Andy Brody were driving in his Volkswagen headed north along Farm Street at 10 p.m., but another article gave it at about 10:30. So between 10 and 10:30.
Okay, so a decent time window.
Yeah, yeah. And so 1977, I wonder what they were doing in that Volkswagen.
Jerking it.
You know it.
You just so deadpan about that.
But, yeah. So Bartlett.
Just jacking it.
He was just beating
it. Hashtag not sorry.
This is when Bartlett witnessed a creature standing on a wall, its eyes glowing in the headlights.
Oh,
they
God.
All realized rather quickly that the creature was not a dog or a cat.
Or a frogman.
No.
We never take frogman off the table, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck no.
That's our pretty much unassumed logo.
Because what if this was a tadpole man that hadn't turned into a frogman yet?
Ooh.
Right? Weird fucking head. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
True. Standing on a random wall on a little side street.
It was a wee little one waiting to grow up.
Exactly.
You know. It's okay.
Mystery solved, I guess.
All right, moving
on.
Have
a good night, guys. I mean,
bitch, I knew we could do this. So anyway, the creature Bartlett saw stood 3.5 feet to 4 feet tall and had a large, as I said, watermelon-shaped head with two large round eyes that shone like two orange marbles. Its oversized head was supported by a thick neck that had an oblong torso from which sprouted long, spindly limbs. It was all like, you know, floating all around and shit.
Big head, small body, long arms.
Yeah, it's like one of those fucking, things you see out.
Out in front of Jiffy Lube, the little waver things, or if you know Big.
Yeah, they fucking, like.
Fucking hate those things.
Arms just going everywhere, and the body's just, like, rocking back and forth.
Right? Okay, fair enough.
I always feel like they want to die.
So it was humanoid, or it looked humanoid at least, with two arms and two legs and unusually large hands and feet. Seth?
What?
Was this you?
Yeah, you're vaguely humanoid.
Big hands, yeah, big hands. Fuck you all. Just because I have, you know, bigger hands than you bitch asses with your tiny little mid-tones.
Did they say anything about it having child ears?
Hold on, let me look that up.
I love you, buddy.
It did.
But, a size 14 foot, and I'll shove it so far up your ass, I'll wear you like a slipper.
Awesome.
At least my toes won't get cold.
But it doesn't have, this didn't say it had ginger hair. No hair at all.
Do not say it. Don't say it.
No, I was actually thinking like hairless.
Yeah. You said it. Well, at least there's no cedar wall here for me to blend into, I guess.
No, he was pointing at me. Like you, hairless.
Oh, I thought he was talking about me because I have the odd shapes shit and whatever. When we start talking about random guys that look like butt pirates, we can talk about him.
Oh. Hey, shithead. I'm very proud of my butt pirate heritage.
We roamed, come at your booty, matey.
My ancestors roamed the Caribbean back in the 1700s looking for butt, and that's all they did, and they found it.
You fucking wish they did. Anyway.
Other assorted noises. Fuck, this is going to be a ridiculous episode.
Yeah, so we should just put a little header at the beginning of it. We are fucking tired.
I ain't edited. I'm not editing this motherfucker. It's going out just like this.
I ain't edited shit.
We ain't fast shit. Anyway, continue, please.
Yeah, I want to talk about Shitbird.
I know. We're getting there. So the beat.
What are we like?
Or. Is he trying to fly or shit?
Both. He's a shit bird.
You smell that, boys?
That's a shit bird.
That's the winds of shit.
Don't shoot it. It's like a fucking shitty pinata. It'll just crap everywhere.
Rest in peace, Jim Leahy. Drinks.
Ching. So back to the Dova demon.
Yep.
The being skin had an odd texture, like wet sandpaper, said Bartlett.
Ew.
So
like a cat tongue.
I want to know how he knew that, because did he get close to touch it, or is it like just seeing it from far away?
You don't get, if it's a tadpole of a frogman, you don't get out to let it lick you.
No, because then the mother won't take it back.
Exactly.
It's hamster.
He's got me. I can't say anything. He got me on that one.
Shoot it.
Why is that always your first answer for everything? Just fucking shoot it.
Because frog legs are good, so why not tadpole man?
That is true. Damn it.
And we already established how you de-skin them. You take a little air hose and foop, and then you rip the pants off.
I mean, that's too much work, because usually when I was getting frog legs, you just crack them over the head with a stick, cut the legs off, and throw the rest of it back in the water.
You don't use it as bait?
Other fish will eat it, yeah.
Yeah, get catfish.
It's recycling.
It.
Well, it's either,
no, you use perfect. It as baiting.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if the mother's not going to take it back, it's going to die.
Okay, we gotta go now, okay. Though.
So anyway, now, according to the two other idiots in the vehicle, Mazico and Brody, they said that they didn't see it at all.
So only the driver saw
it? Only the driver saw it. They said that they were distracted
Finger
by
quotes.
Something else. We know what they were doing.
Pass it on. Okay. Oh, that was a good one.
You know, fucking taking a hit, or they were starting some coke or something. I don't
starking
know.
It. Starking it. Starking it. Starking it there, bud.
Starking it.
Oh, okay. So, to bring it all back together again. Only one person saw this.
Uh-huh.
The other two didn't.
Because they were distracted, finger quotes.
And
they vouched for him, saying that he is very sincere.
Okay.
And that what he saw was what he saw.
Okay. So these other guys legitimately could have just been not paying attention, like looking out the side window or doing something.
Well, yeah, because I can say from my own personal experience, my wife and I were coming back from New York one time, and I wasn't paying attention, and a deer came across the road, and we hit it, or it hit us, however you want to put it, and I didn't even know it was there until it was too late. And she's like, deer! I'm like, what? And by the time it happened, it was too late.
Did you get his insurance information, though?
No. What actually happened was I was in the pasture. I went out and was like, holy shit, because it kicked it into the opposite lane, and I went and looked and was to make sure everything was dead or whatever, as a truck was coming, a big 18-wheeler, just came through and just blew the fucker apart.
Ooh.
Cop goes, did a Honda Accord do this? We're like, yes.
Yeah.
We cut this motherfucker in half in the other lane.
I hit it at 730 miles an hour.
Pretty much. But no, what I'm saying is that it is possible that maybe they were, either they were doing something they shouldn't have been doing, or they weren't paying attention, mm-hmm. or how often the three of us were in a car, one of us is clearly looking the other way, where the other one's only paying attention to the road.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. When I'm driving, half the time I'm not paying attention. So.
Yeah, dude, I know. I've seen your car.
Fucking miles away, just, you know, whatever.
So, but no, it's like, it's entirely possible. Yeah, like, absolutely. If they're like, if he wouldn't make that shit up. However, maybe it could be, I don't know. I was just thinking if he's on something and gets really creative because he saw a movie, because at the time, alien movies were all
this,
the rage.
This was what, late 60s?
No, 77.
Yeah, late 70s. So late 70s, there are alien movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, or extraterrestrials movies. Yeah. So it could be, God, how I thought
fucking
they saw
Star
that.
Star Wars was right around there, wasn't it? Or was that 80-something?
No, it was like 77, okay. I think it was.
Yeah, but, first Star Wars was coming up or something.
God, I lived such a stupid life. Another crazy fun story. So going back to what you're saying, my buddy and I were driving on a back road. I was definitely high. He was a little high. Don't do drugs, don't drive. Or do drugs, don't drive. Either way.
Don't mix the two.
Don't mix the two. But no, we were going down the road, and it was during the winter, and at one point in time, we swerved and almost put the car in a ditch because we thought we hit a polar bear. Didn't realize it was a big chunk of snow, but we thought it was a polar bear. So we started freaking the fuck out. And for like 2 weeks, we're like, dude, we almost fucking killed a polar bear. So I do see where these guys are coming from. Imagination happens. You're not paying attention.
Oh, hey. By the way, for being the lowest end of Star Wars nerd here, you fucking nailed it. A New Hope came out in 77.
And I fucking don't like those movies. I could care less about Star Wars.
Wow. I had to double check because I was like, it was in that area, but son of a bitch.
You know how I know that? The toys. Because of Mattel.
Fair enough. Anyway.
So Bartlett went on to say the creature reminded him of a child with a distended stomach.
Oh, okay.
He also said that it had no mouth, ears, or nose.
Oh.
Huh. Weird.
But... You know, but it had eyes.
Just those orange marble-looking eyes, uh-huh. or... That's definitely interesting.
So, now, roughly about 2 hours after Bartlett witnessed this creature, 15-year-old John Baxter... Now, this part's not clear whether he was walking home alone after dropping off his girlfriend, or he was... was dropping her off.
Okay.
It was like very unclear because some, you know, how like you're reading everything and some will give it one way. And
what we've established previous is that telephone thing of like sometimes information gets a little skewed.
Yeah. So either way, he was passing this wooded area where he saw the creature. He said he got within 15 feet of it and he said that it was standing using its long fingers to grasp a trunk of a tree as it was leaning on it.
Hmm.
Its weirdly long toes contorted to the rock beneath its feet.
So it's got like gecko feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not contorted, but contoured.
Contoured. Yeah, so it's like got like...
Yeah, so kind of like...
Oh, weird.
So what time was this roughly? The boy, the three gentlemen saw it at what time? Because I know you said this was 2 hours later.
Like 10:30.
So this would be right around midnight then. So,
yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Yep. So the long fingers grasping the trunk of the tree, the toes were contouring the rock beneath his feet. And Baxter didn't report any glowing eyes, but the creature made him very uncomfortable all the time, and he backed away and ran up the road really quick.
Okay, so an explanation for the glowing eyes thing in the first sighting could be eye shine from the headlights. So maybe that's why he didn't see anything, you know, because there wasn't enough light to cause a reflection off of its
eyes. Yeah, because he's looking in the woods.
Yeah,
why would he see that?
Yeah,
and just to let you know, we will put on. I did find because I was looking this up. They did have drawings.
Oh, I've got a couple
each of them did.
Squared away for it.
I have both sketches, so, and then they both look, you know, the same. I mean, One was one place, and one was the other, and they probably didn't talk.
Yeah.
And they look, I'm going to say, because one is kind of on all fours versus one vertical.
They're about 90% similar, I would think.
I'm going to go as far as saying 99%.
Yeah.
Like positive, like with that 1%, because, well, A, you can't see the eyes in
right.
the second kid.
And then you have different perspective from each person where they're going to pick up different details that the other person might not have.
But
car headlights.
But from the drawing that I saw,
they're scary close.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right on. So the next night, on April 22nd, at around midnight, 15-year-old girl named Abby Brabham, B-R-A-B-H-A-M.
Brabham.
Brabham. Saw the Dova demon. So she saw it, but she was being driven home by William Taintor, T-A-I-N-T-O-R.
He's a taint whore.
Yes. who was 18 when she spotted something in the road. Abby said that she described it as a strange creature with large ovoid head and long spindly limbs. She said that it was that the being was missing all facial features except for its eyes, which were round and glowed bright green.
That's
once
still
again.
Fucking weird to me.
Yep.
No facial features except eyes. I don't like that.
Yeah, because the only thing I could ever like equate that to would be like a mask, but
Seeing
it two nights in a row, and that would just would be just the face, not the entire body.
Yeah, and she was dead. Like she went on to say that she was steadfast that, you know, to investigators that it had these colors. Then they probably were like, "Are you sure it had green glowing eyes? Are you sure?" Because we were told, you know, are you sure about this?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they had been told before that it was orange or whatever.
But, again, the headlights can affect the color of eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah, look at dog's eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
When when a light gets shined on a dog's eye or a cat's eyes, they have that weird little flicker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a theory for you, though. The whole no facial features thing. What's not saying that this thing might not be like an alien, okay? But the skin and the face that you're seeing is actually... like a suit almost. So you wouldn't have the facial features for like a mouth and all that. And it's just kind of, you know,
well,
whatever.
Well, that's the same thing with the
Predator.
Hopkins.
Yeah.
Hopkinsville goblins, you know. The theory was that basically they were just a suit.
Yeah, like what I was just
said,
saying.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because they kind of, when you look them up, they roughly look exactly the same. The only thing that's different is one had three fingers and like a little thumb digit. And these ones have four fingers and a thumb digit. And the eyes are slightly a bit different.
And there's no... And Hopkinsville had the fucking...
The big old noodle ears, brains.
Ears.
Yeah, and ears.
Yeah. And these guys don't. So maybe they're...
Similar.
Similar, but...
Yeah.
What the hell?
Maybe they're just coming on safari. They want to come and see the wildlife and see what happens.
Now,
where the poor other family got shot at.
Now, I guess the sightings were plotted on a map, and they actually were in a straight line like an area of 2 miles.
Really?
And they were all near water.
And 2 miles within 2 hours is not hard to negotiate unless it's like fucking uphill both ways.
Now,
but if it's fairly flat, you can cover 2 miles in half an hour walking?
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, about that. Now, so explanations for this. Skeptics usually claim that the Dover demon was simply just a lost baby moose glimpsed under unusual conditions. Maybe it was a humanoid.
That baby moose over there got the fingers, and got no horns.
I was gonna say the look in your face explains it all. Yeah,
like I'm a skeptic with most of this shit. As you can tell, I like to make fun of it, but it's like a moose.
Yeah.
Moose don't have orange eyes.
And
they don't have, you know, fingers or phalanges, the fingertips. They typically have kicked out ears. Little nublets
and
for horns.
How tall did you say this thing was? It wasn't very big.
3 to 4 feet tall.
Because fucking a baby moose, like a young moose, is like almost
the size of a Great Dane.
They're fucking huge. I've seen them.
The size of a Great Dane.
Big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just height either. They're like,
and they're cute.
Long.
This is where it kind of goes off the rail for a baby moose, because they say it under unusual conditions that it made it seem like a bizarre humanoid that sometimes went on four legs. How does a baby moose look like a bizarre human?
It doesn't. It looks
the
like
closest
a...
animal in wildlife that looks like a baby human. Well, two things. One could be a bear with mange, depending on right. the distance, and if it's that far enough away and when it's lost all of its hair and you don't really know what's going on, and a fucking monkey.
Yeah.
Or a chimpanzee. Ooh, got it out finally. So a monkey or a chimpanzee or an ape, something along those lines that have the same body structure as they described.
Right.
Not a fucking moose.
You know what you could mistake a baby moose for? A baby fucking camel.
That is actually true.
Because a moose is nothing more than the lumberjack cousin of a camel.
Well, angrier cousin. Because they'll charge you.
No, dude, fucking moose. Like, camels are awful.
Yeah, they'll spit on you. Yeah. And you punch them. Conan style.
Now, did you find anything about a critter called the Managheshi?
No.
Okay.
So, is this along the lines with this little guy?
It is.
Okay.
So I looked it up because I had heard the word before somewhere else, and I was like, what the fuck is that thing? And I was like, oh, that's right. So the Managheshi, I'm going to read this. I'm going to give you my source. This is directly from the very reputable Wikipedia.org.
I'm not going to find anything. I wrote a paper due to Wikipedia.
Blow your brains out. There you go.
Keeping that one in.
So The Managheshi are a race of trickster people in Cree folklore, similar in nature to the Memegwase of the Ojibwe. They're described as semi-humanoid, being sexdactylous humans with very thin and lanky arms. Sexdactylous means...
No sex?
No. They have a super extra like extra digits and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah. Instead of the five, they have the six.
Yep. So they have the extra digits. They're humans with very thin and lanky arms and legs and big heads, minus a nose. According to... Okay, I'm going to skip that part. One of the biggest delights, a complete non-heroic form of trickster behavior, is to crawl out of the rocks and capsize the canoes of people canoeing through the rapids, spinning them to their deaths. Again, around water. The Managheshi The Managheshi has attracted interest in recent years due to its possible cryptozoological connections. It is believed that some of the Dover Demon represents a modern sighting of the Managheshi. Hmm. So this is something that people, like natives of, you know, northeastern United States and up into Canada, have had stories of something similar to this. So
yeah.
So maybe it's not as fucking out there as we think.
That's better than what the skeptics thought, because they also thought it was an orphan calf that had...
What the fuck?
Yeah, that was had orange fur.
Is that a plow truck?
That is a plow truck.
Oh, snaps.
How much snow is out there if they're running that plow?
Oh, fucking Pittsford. You can get a flake in Pittsford will...
Really?
Will plow, yeah.
Rollin,
that's not Pittsford, that's the city. That's the state.
That's not the city. The city won't run tonight.
That's the state.
Fucking douche.
The other explanations are it's a monkey, which, you know,
I'd believe that one more.
Yeah,
A dog.
Okay. No.
An alien mutation,
sure.
Or just simply it was just a hoax. Oh, then there was also a pet gibbon.
That's a monkey.
Uh-huh. So I can either believe a monkey. I could also believe it was a hoax, so people just wanted to fuck with people. However, I don't know, man. Seems a little odd.
That'd be kind of hard to hoax, though, because how are you going to get your feet to work on a rock wall like that? You know what I mean?
Well, I thought it was just standing on a rock.
No, its toes were like kind of like gripping around the rock wall.
Yeah.
That might be a tricky one to hoax. I mean, a monkey can do that with their feet.
Unless, you know, you have something in those little, like, toe gloves that would just kind of fold it around. So it's not really doing anything. It's just there, you know, so just...
Yeah.
There's weights in them, so it wraps around.
That's fair enough, but...
But again, I don't know.
I'd be more inclined to believe escape monkey, like escape pet.
Yeah.
Exotic animal thing.
Yeah, but... Well, but yeah.
Gibbons aren't huge, are they?
Yeah, they can grow up to 3 feet tall.
Oh, okay. Are they built like this thing?
Ish.
Ish.
Very descriptive. Well done.
Well, I mean, they have the, like...
Is it monkey-esque?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, you would know, because... I mean, if it's a Gibbon that doesn't have any facial features, but a Gibbon has a small head.
Maybe they just put a mask on it, like, here you go, little Gibbon, have fun.
Maybe this is some kind of government experiment hybrid monkey creature thing.
Oh, Jesus,
thing.
Here we go.
I don't fucking know. I'm just talking out of my ass.
I don't know. But, I mean, were these kids, you know, a hyper imagination of these kids, just, you know, maybe they were told stories and then all of a sudden, oh, hey, I saw this? Or was it, hey, we actually did see this shit, you know?
I could buy that for the car full of kids. How do you explain both sightings where they saw the same fucking thing, though? That's my thing, is like...
Well, all of them saw basically the same damn thing.
Exactly. And they weren't all together. These kids probably really didn't know each other that well.
Or not all these kids. There's only three of them.
There's the three in the car, and then the
only one in the car. Only one in the car saw it.
True. Only one in the car saw it. Then you had the other guy walking his girlfriend.
The kid, yeah.
His girlfriend, and then he had the girl.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so it's you know, like the girl, she was being driven, and she spotted it, but the guy didn't. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes things like that happen. So with that said, let's talk about...
The shit bird.
Shit wizard bird.
The wanker cranker, banker, danker, tanker, banker, rack, whacker, whack attacker.
Ooh.
Shit wizard spotlight bird.
Nope. I still like shit bird.
Wait, oh, shit lightning mage birds. We'll go that one. I like that.
I like it.
That sounds like a lightning mage. It just shits lightning out its butt.
Lightning will... Oh, God!
Now just bolts of shit come rocketing out of the sky. Oh, it smells!
Looks like Zeus ate curry last night. He got himself the runs.
Taco Tuesday. So for my end of shit, we are talking about one of the weirdest things I've ever read about. This one is like... It's hard
really?
To... This is fucking weird, dude.
All right, man. Not that vampire bug thing that, you know, you put a net on it and then it dies?
That was him.
Doesn't matter.
Don't put that shit on
me. Or that weird little frog hanging thing from the tree that had, like, the little hooks.
That one is pretty cool, though.
Nope.
The Australian one?
Nope. Yeah.
All right,
well,
talk about...
Well, there was the Ansibonsum.
Shitbird. Talk about your shitbird.
Are you at Chili's?
What?
Come on, shitbird. Work.
Somebody was walking through the Sahara in Africa, and they got attacked by an awesome blossom. So this is the Van Meter Visitor.
Sounds like a sex caller.
It is.
Give her the old Van Meter Visitor.
It sounds like it. Sounds like, oh, what happened last night? What'd you do last night? I had the Van Meter Visitor come over. Oh, yeah, how was that? Apparently, I can enjoy two fingers. Milk that prostate pretty good.
Actually, the Van Meter Visitor is when you take your balls and you put one up each nostril.
Then you Wait, pop your balls?
No, into your partner's.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Then while they're up there, you kind of like against it. And you just pull them back out. Van Meter Visitor. Just make up some goofy ass sex thing.
Like,
act like you know what you're talking about. It's
the worst
great part
is, I was like, I thought a Van Meter Visitor was when you put your cock and balls up in the. Never mind.
It's like a reverse Trojan helmet. Where instead of you put your dick down across the nose, you put it up over top of it with the balls in the nostril.
Okay, cool.
I'm fucking down, dude.
Okay.
So it was September 29th, 1903.
Okay.
After a long day at work as a tool dealer, Mr. U.G. Griffin, again, this is back in the day where you just used your first two initials because your
Badass. Name was...
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, that was what it was?
Yeah, U.G. Griffin.
Fucking amazing. Pope's first name was Eustace.
Ulysses Gryffindor Griffin. I don't know. I've just made
that. I was like, dude, the real Gryffindor.
So he was headed home just after midnight. And I'm sure. Oh, fuck.
Why are these things always after midnight? Why not in the daytime?
Because they're going to let it all hang out.
True.
Eric Clapton songs. Yes.
Fucking nerd.
Anyway. So I'm sure he'd been at work all day, you know. Back then, you opened shop early, and you fucking worked right through the night. He was probably doing paperwork and shit, and was like, oh, I'm going to go home. Fuck this.
Yeah, yeah, paperwork, all right. What was his secretary's name?
Oh, no, he was doing paperwork, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he was rolling papers?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, yeah, cool.
Rolling smokes, I don't know.
Probably man of the time.
So as he approached his home, he noticed a point of light from the top of a nearby building. This was weird, because he'd lived in Van Meter most of his life and had never noticed a spotlight from anywhere in town. So, now curious, Griffin skipped straight...
Wait, do you know where Van Meter is?
It's in Iowa. I forgot to mention that.
This is the part of the show where you forget how to talk.
I can't fucking read my typing again.
I want to turn that into a drinking game.
I would get fucking drunk.
Not you.
Drunk.
I'm talking about our listeners. Anytime we're... Whoo, whoo.
I mean, we could do it ourselves. We just bring bottles of our preferred liquor, and every time we fuck up, we have to drink.
Reka.
That'd be expensive and bad.
Not for me.
No, I'd be going through like two bottles of booze a show.
Since I don't actually have to read anything, I just talk. Man, I'm good.
So now curious, Griffin skipped going straight home and kept driving towards the light. Thinking it could be some shithead teenagers messing around on a roof, he was getting concerned.
Exact quote. Shithead teenagers.
Pretty close. I think they would have called them hooligans, but I was like, hooligans, shithead, same difference. As he got closer, he saw the light go from the roof it was on to another roof clean across the road.
So it was pretty much hopping rooftop to rooftop?
Yeah, which is weird because, you know, usually spotlights don't do that.
Yeah, no.
So Griffin continued to watch as he now knew it wasn't a group of teenagers or a burglar, since most teenagers and home intruders can't float.
This is true.
So after the light landed on the second building, it took off again, this time just kind of flew right off into the air. So the next day, Griffin told some folks in town about the strange floating light that he saw, and most everyone he told believed him, since he was a fairly respected member of the community. Mm. You know, business owner, he was pretty, you know, stand-up guy. So things got really weird the next morning. In the early morning hours of September 30th, the town doctor, a man by the name of Alcott, woke up to what he described as a piercing beam of light coming through his bedroom window. The startled... startled jockey.
Startled jockey.
You're so fucked.
Fucking Christ. I'm not even drunk either. I'm drinking soda. The startled doctor jumped out of bed and grabbed his pistol and ran to the front door, thinking it may be intruders. When he stepped outside to check out the area, he came into contact with a huge, vaguely man-shaped being with large bat-like wings and one horn on its forehead. The horn on its forehead is where the beam was emanating from.
It's a fucking unicorn.
Exactly.
A shitbird corn.
The good doctor didn't hesitate. He
a shitcorn.
Nice.
A shitacorn.
Shitacorn. Fuck.
I shitacorn.
The good doctor.
Dude, you eat too much corn, you will shit a corn.
Chew a corn on the cobra. Somebody posted that I shared that onto the page. It was fucking excellent. The good doctor didn't hesitate and let rip five rounds right into the creature. The beast didn't even flinch. Wow. The doctor stumbled back into his house, shocked as the creature continued to stand there looming. As the doctor closed and locked the door, he looked out the window and saw that the beast was gone. When he told townsfolk the next day, he was widely believed, since, again, he was a respected member of the community and a doctor. They don't generally bullshit people.
Yeah, they're just drunks and... oh, never mind.
People in town noticed that Dr. Alcott's story... and Griffin's story seemed like they had a pretty good connection. The main similarity being the beam, but the doctor got a much better look than Mr. Griffin did.
Peter Griffin.
You fucking bastards.
oh, Peter.
Because he...
He stubbed... Yeah, we know. Yeah. He fell. He bumped his knee. Got it.
The townspeople were understandably concerned about this weird new neighbor in town, and at this point in time... And at this point, definitely made the connection between the two sightings. The next day, October 1st, the manager of the Van Meter Bank, Mr. Clarence Dunn, was walking towards the bank early in the morning.
Was it Clarence or was it Peter? Because I got
Clarence on everything that I read.
Huh.
He was headed in early to check up on things at the bank in the wake of the strangeness in town. So he wanted to make sure that, you know, the bank wasn't being fucked with and didn't want anybody breaking in. Again, another highly respected member of the town society was about to run into the visitor. At about 1 a.m., he reached the bank and settled into a chair with a good view of the front door and window with a shotgun that he brought with him. Not long after he sat down, he was shocked to hear what he said sounded like someone suffocating or being strangled. He raised the shotgun and readied himself as a blinding beam of light cut through the shadows. He then saw a huge shadowy figure lurking outside. Mr. Dunn didn't hesitate. He leveled his shotgun and blasted right through the fucking front window of the bank. Fuck it. I'm going to kill this thing. I don't care if I shoot through the glass. I don't care.
I'll deal with the repercussions later. Exactly. Shoot first, ask questions later.
So Dunn was positive that he hit the anomaly, but it had no effect as it flew off into the early morning darkness. Later in the day, he went out to investigate the area with some other folks. They didn't find any blood, but they found a strange three-toed footprint outside the bank. The group did have the idea to cast the print in plaster, but unfortunately the cast has been lost over the years. Allegedly lost.
Probably buried in some government vault.
Or it didn't exist in the first place.
That's possible.
Either way. The next night, O.V. White, the owner of the town hardware store, was awoken by a shrill wailing noise from outside his second floor window. That would freak me the fuck out if I heard something outside of my second story, my second floor window of my house. How the fuck did you get there, you know?
A ladder.
So he got out of bed and grabbed his rifle and ran to the window, pulled the curtain back, and spotted the creature just 15 feet away on top of a telephone pole. He fired his rifle at it, scoring a direct hit, which only caused the monster to snap its head up and stare at him. White said that when it looked at him, he was hit with an overpowering smell that made him dizzy and nauseous, and he eventually passed out. So
Shitbird.
I'm wondering if maybe that has some kind of something to do with, like, the light beam or what, you know?
Probably because there have been cases of where a strong, powerful light enough can actually cause disorientation.
Right.
Some of the police issued flashlights are like that. They're so high-powered with lumens that as soon as they hit you, they can disorient you completely.
Or the ones that the... I don't know if they actually use them or not, but I've seen stuff where prison guards have them where it's like a strobe flashlight, but it's like green, and it'll make you like instantly just fucking like pass out and puke and shit. So the gunshot woke up Sidney Gregg, who ran out into the street to check out the scene. When he got out onto the street, he saw the giant winged humanoid climbing down the telephone pole using its parrot-like beak. Why the hell it's using its beak to climb down, I have no idea. When it hit the ground, it rose to its full height. Gregg got a really good look, maybe the best of all the witnesses. He described it as having kangaroo-like legs and a huge wingspan. As he stood there dumbfounded, the beast turned and hopped a few times before taking off into the air. The next night, on October 3rd, when J.L. Platt Jr., that's a fucking mouthful, who is the manager of a tile and brick factory on the outskirts of town, he had his attention drawn to a series of strange noises coming from the nearby abandoned coal mine at around 1 a.m. So these are all like right in that like 12 to 1 a.m. kind of area.
So I'm kind of noticing something here.
What's that?
All these people are either owners or managers of these businesses. Mm-hmm. Feel like they had something in common here. More than just that.
It's a little Scooby-Doo, don't you think?
Yeah, it kind of feels that way. It's like they had like a meeting of like, okay, how can we, you know, drum up business to the town, or can we do this?
We've got this new thing called the Chamber of Commerce. How do we make this work in our favor?
Well, no, it just seems that it's like every major business owner or major like a manager of a business or something along those lines. Yeah. It seems like that's all who this is affecting, not like people like us, everyday Joe Schmo, grunts.
Yeah, and you know, the fucking, you know, drunk Louie or whatever living out on the road, never seeing this fucking thing.
Or he has and no one wants to believe him anyway because he's just making it up because, you know, that's what it is.
Well, also, why the fuck are they all at 1 o'clock in the morning, night, I mean...
Yeah, what are they doing that, like...
Right.
You can't tell me they're doing paperwork.
I mean, I can understand this one, the brick and tile factory, because that's one of those things that could have potentially been running three shifts. Like, you're running that thing
day round. I can see that. Because, you know...
1903?
Depends, man, if they need it.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a demand for it, they probably would have been running 24 hours a day.
Maybe, yeah.
Because there's no labor laws that says they can't.
Right.
There's no union to be like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to give them, no, fuck you. You want to get paid. You want money. You want food. Here you go.
Well, it was coming close. It was close to those union times.
But. Yeah. So he was, he had his attention drawn to a series of strange noises coming from the nearby abandoned coal mine at around 1 a.m., which he would describe as sounding, this is really fucking interesting, sounded like Satan and a regiment of imps were coming forth for battle.
Satan and a regiment of imps?
Yep. Just one regiment.
Oddly specific?
All Satan can muster is that one regiment. He doesn't.
Well, he doesn't need to bring everybody if he knows he can just go with one and get the job done. Fuck it.
Listen,
well,
you don't want to show a force, okay? You know.
Well, I mean, Satan's going to lead the frontal attack. Mephistopheles is going to come in on a left flanking run. Then you've got your cavalry, which was, I don't know, fucking legion, maybe? Yeah, sure. Fuck it. Legion's running fucking cavalry, and they're going to just sweep up everybody that fucking comes back this way because they're going to hit him from here. I listen to too much Dan Carlin.
They're going to be fucking bayonets, you know, at the ready.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to work, you know, yeah. So when Platt went to investigate the eerie noise, he purportedly came face to face with the winged beast looming at one of the entrances to the mine. This time it was accompanied by what seemed like a smaller one of the creatures, both of which were emitting the same light from their forehead, the horn head.
The horny head.
The two creatures supposedly then took flight and flew off out of sight. Word got out quickly about this sighting, and there were many who came to the conclusion that the old abandoned mines were perhaps the lair of the creature, or whatever, however many there were. So after all the drink, I'm gonna get you boys drunk. The mines extended underground into an extensive spider web of like tunnels and caverns and stuff like that. It would have been perfect for something fairly big to hide in, you know, because you're not really going to look underground for anything like that. So because of this, a posse of heavily armed men carrying whatever weapons they could find set up a camp right outside the mine, keeping a lookout for the creatures should they return.
Did they go to the gun store?
I don't know.
They should have.
They were six blocks away, and when they got there, the people wouldn't let them in because they weren't open yet, and they're like, listen, we're fucking cops, and there's two assholes robbing a bank.
Wow.
I went to the...
Yeah, you went there.
I've been listening back to her old stuff. So the bat-like humanoid creatures with their glowing horns did return the following evening at around 1 a.m. again.
Yep.
And when they were sighted, the group waiting for them did not hesitate to fire on them. So they're fucking flying in and they're like, fuck this, and just touching them off. So the weird part was that none of the rounds that hit them seemed to have any effect at all. One newspaper would say the reception they received would have sunk the Spanish fleet, but aside from unearthly noises and peculiar odor, they did not seem to mind, but slowly descended the shaft of the old mine. So unearthly noises and peculiar odor is going to be like the subtitle of my biography, I think.
Ew.
So after this, the mine was barricaded and the creatures were apparently never seen again, but their legacy has lived on with the weird fucking story that I just told you. And they actually, I've read some stuff where Van Meter actually has it's kind of like Mothman Festival, but for the Van Meter visitor, just a way to drum up some tourism for the town and the area.
Interesting.
Now here, okay. Now this is, I'm going to throw some little thing into this.
You're going to shit on this thing's parade.
Well, no. It just sounds like, okay, all these people are businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Establish that.
Yeah. Now, we kind of established the fact. No. It's fact that we were talking about. Now, we also said the little Scooby-Doo-esque thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe what if the Scooby-Doo-esque thing was the fact that they maybe all had stake in the mine, and the mine was really tanking. So, well, we need a reason to shut the mine down, or something's gonna be reported bad about the mine. So we have to drum up something to close this mine down.
I think since the mine was probably falling apart, they came together and they're trying to figure out ways how to drum up business and tourism. Because let's be honest, if this didn't happen, where the fuck is a Van Meter?
Yeah.
Like when you said that name, I was like, didn't even know if that was a made up name, name of a town, didn't know anything about it. And now they have all these people are seeing this. You're going to get all these people that are paranormal hunters or whatever, or just people want to go there and see what the hubbub is about.
Oh, yeah.
Because prime example, look at Roswell.
Yep.
One event happened there, one little little conspiracy theory, and now everyone's been flocking there for how many years? How many decades?
Like since the 40s.
So there you go.
48, I think, is when it went down.
And during this time, what time was this happen again?
1903.
So 1903, this is during the time where, you know, you needed any kind of little business to be drummed up to kind of keep a town alive because it's a small town. Middle of nowhere.
So that you have this mine is drying up or whatever.
Yeah, or like you were saying before, like the business are like, we got to shut this thing down. It's not doing anything. The tile factory is slowing down. Yep. Could be. Who's going to buy a gun if you don't have any reason for it? Like all these businesses are slowly coming down. All right. You get the heads of all these businesses coming together. Like, okay, what do we want to do? Well, we know cabinets of curiosities are a very big thing. Those are the traveling fucking things that have like the little oddities or whatever. Let's create our own little thing and we'll draw people here.
It's like Hot Fuzz without the murders.
Yarp. But essentially, it's just one of those things. Like it's small town. Like I think you're right about the mine. They probably had to shut it down because of something was going on, like whether it was drying up or... Yeah. It was unsafe. There was untimely deaths. We don't know. But also, I think the town was slowly dying. And instead,
so we need to make up something.
But yeah. So
we need to make up something.
To drum up business.
Yeah. To offset this loss. So, hey, we need to bring people in.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And thus.
It's going to be a long shot, but maybe we.
We have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We have nothing to lose except for let's just try it. And if it works. We've now saved our town. Mm-hmm. We may come out looking a little weird. However, we're all the businessmen. We're owners. We're managers. We're, you know.
And who's not going to believe us?
Yeah, exactly. We're pillars of this community, so we could easily make anything we want happen.
Qui bono.
Gesundheit.
There you go.
So, like, honestly, the skeptic in me is saying that this was a conspiracy of people coming together, trying to save their town, and. Has subsequently, now people, like you said, there's this little meeting, the Van Meter, Peter.
Van Meter, Peter, Peter.
Sure, go with that. But no, like, we're talking about it now. People that are into the realm of cryptids are still, we'll talk about that. They will probably go investigate the mines or go investigate the town or, you know, do whatever, and they'll have to pay to be there.
Yep.
So.
Actually, this kind of reminds, like, what we were going with there. There was another thing I had to just look it up because I remembered the story, but I couldn't remember what it was called. There was this thing called the Popolbawa.
Is it a type?
Yeah, right. Popolbawa. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Anyway.
Wow, you went 80s on that one.
So this was some kind of like thank you. Like a giant like bat monster thing that was in parts of Africa. But it was only seen for a really quick period of time. And it was during a really, really rough political election where it was actually, if I'm remembering correctly.
Where?
It was in, I think it was like Tanzania or some shit like that, where this one guy that was running for whatever office it was saying that his political opponent had done some kind of a ritual or some bullshit and called this thing in to attack his enemies. And the guy that was like, no, this is fucking stupid. This guy's making this shit up. The guy that made the story up won. Because he's like, oh, no. No,
oh, yeah.
He got this fucking monster in here, and it's attacking us because he wants to be fucking Boy Scout leader or whatever the goddamn thing he's running for. But no, I can make it go away. You want to know how? Because I can. And I'll tell you. You have to elect me.
Throw a net blanket on it, and then, you know, it'll go away.
Exactly. You have to elect me, and then... Then I can tell you how I can get it to go away.
So, yeah cause then. Of fear got him elected.
Exactly. I will give you step three of my three-part
of
how
fear
to
and hope.
Hey,
fear and
hope. That's how we got a hold of fucking Biff Tannen right now.
You're right.
I will give you step three of my three-step program on how to get rid of this thing. Step three is elect me president. Steps one and two, classified until step three is fulfilled.
Throw a mesh net on it and stare at it.
Shouldn't that be step one?
Nope. I'm going to poke it with a fucking stick. That's what I'm going to do.
Fuck.
So anyway, yeah, that was...
That was informative.
Motherfucker.
That was a motherfucker?
Yeah.
So we were punchy in the beginning, now we're ending it in realism. So hopefully our real fans stayed listening.
Yeah.
Rate and review. Rate and review. Five stars. Try it. It's for me.
This is one of those cases where you definitely want to go to studio and have those pair of headphones or earbuds to listen to the episode, because people that if they hear us, they'd be like, what the fuck are those guys going on about?
We may have got a touch aggressive with this one, with our volume.
Maybe.
I don't believe it at all. I think we're right in line where we need to be.
Yeah, so go to studio, get those earbuds or headphones. They got a vast variety. They got what you want. Over the ear, you know, two different variety of those. They have the Regent and then the Klar.
Klar.
There it is.
Yeah. That's how you do it, kid.
And then they have, four, five.
The Vasas.
Different types of earbuds.
Oh, they got tons of them.
They have two different wireless Bluetooth earbuds.
Yep.
Two brand new versions of those.
I've got the Neva. They are kick ass. Mm-hmm. I love them.
And
I got the Regents. I love them.
Right?
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of the Regents, actually.
Yeah, we all have Regents. We know.
Nope. Finish what you're saying. I done fucked it up.
So.
I fucked whatever up, Aaron.
Goddamn, Aaron. So whatever you find for earbuds or headphones, put them in your check in your little basket. Go to checkout. Put in the promo code of DarkWindows15. You'll get 15% off.
Okay, I'm going to say something right now because I'm going to catch it during editing. I think you tried to say shopping cart.
Yes.
And basket at the same time, and it came out Shacket.
William Shacket.
Put him in your Shacket.
Yeah, you can put him in your shack cart.
Your shark cart.
Your shit bag.
But speaking of studio and the Regents, we have selected our winner for the logo competition. We're going to announce that if you're listening to this Wednesday, when it comes out, we're going to announce that later tonight. And
if you're listening to it after that, check back.
Exactly.
And see who it is.
Exactly. If you're listening later than that, well, if you got an email from us, then you might have won. But anyway, the winner is going to get a set of the Studio Regents. These things are awesome. You will love them.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of shit that we love Seth, and Seth has things to talk about too.
Yeah, I have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, he's got stuff to just one more time say.
Just one more time thing.
One more time say now.
One more time say now. Yep. That thing is the Hobby Holder. The Hobby Holder is a multi-purpose painting tool from Game Envy Creations. Their site is gameenvy.net. Head on over there to check out all their amazing little products and doodads and bits and bobs. Put those things in the shopping cart.
Don't put them in the shart.
Shopping cart.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
And then put in the promo code Broadstone, and you will save yourself 10% off your entire order. However, if you do not have miniatures, but would like to get into miniature painting, or you have miniatures and you want to get out of that game system and into a new game system, or just get rid of them, well, people, we have a very special place for you. It is one of our favorites. It is friends, family, and love of the show. That is Dicehead.com. Dicehead.com is an amazing one-stop shop for all your gaming and nerdy stuff. I don't know, whatever you want to do. If you
nerdery.
Want to be nerdery, I like it.
We'll use nerdery.
Boom. Yes. Make it happen, Kevin.
Yeah, they're located out of Cleveland, Tennessee.
It's like an armory for nerds.
Exactly.
Welcome to the nerdery.
And then, so what I was talking about with the miniatures, if you're trying to get out of it, they have a program there called the Miniature Trade-In Program. Now, what that is, if you have miniatures that have been painted, or they're unpainted, assembled, partially assembled or just unassembled and they're still in the sprue. Does not matter. You take pictures of them. You email them to the crew down there in about 2 to 3 business days, depending on what's going on. They will send a reply back. It will be pretty much the best price they can offer for you. And I hate to tell you, folks, it's probably the best offer you're going to get because they are an amazing company. And you can put that towards store credit or, you know, cash. But store credit's better because then that way you can put it towards other things such as comics, games, card games, board games, whatever. No video games. Only fun games. And then, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so if...
where can they find us?
You can find us.
Where can email us?
You can email us. You can find us. All that good stuff. If you go to on Facebook, we're Dark Windows Podcast. We're on that.
Yes, sir.
We're on Instagram, Dark Windows Pod.
Yes, sir.
Twitter, Dark Windows Pod. Not so much on Twitter. We don't really post too much.
We're old fucks. We don't fuck with
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, we do it every once in a while. We should do it more, but anyway. But it's mostly just Instagram and Facebook for now. And also, if you want to contact us directly, you can email us at darkwindowspod@gmail.com.
Yep.
And either Kevin C or Kevin H, either one of us will be the ones responding to you.
Yeah, because Seth's lazy and doesn't check emails.
I don't have access to the email, and it makes my life a lot easier.
Yeah, you don't get all the stupid, like, garbage mail, like, crap from Apple that we get, yeah. Like, hey, we've updated iTunes 37 times today. Would you like to see what each one of them does?
No.
I don't care.
And if you're on Facebook, you'll probably see Kevin and I. He's Kevin Carlton. I'm Kevin Heyer.
I live on the Facebook
page.
Yeah,
we kind of live on that. And if in Instagram, you might either get Kevin C or Kevin H. You know, either one.
Not
of
me.
Us. But you can find the Seth on there too. Where they can reach out to you at on Instagram.
Where can they find me?
Uh-huh.
I am at Broadstone_Creations. Where you can see all my miniatures I've been painting, all my models I've been building, and all my other random shit I've been doing.
And Kevin,
what about you two cute kids?
Where can they find you on?
I am on the Instagrams. Mine is kcarlton87. So yeah, that's. I don't post a lot on there. I put some stuff up for the show page. I don't really do much with my own personal thing for Instagram. Yeah. And if I do, it's usually my dog being an idiot. So he's really, really skilled at being stupid. So.
Yep.
He is a puppy.
I'm on Instagram at speedy802, but mostly I'm on just the Instagram for the
show. We're just on Instagram for the chicks, let's be real.
Yeah.
I thought you were on it for the dicks.
50-50.
Those corn things. But shitbird corns.
Like we said, if you like our podcast, you can find it on pretty much any platform that's out there. And rate, review us, and all that good stuff.
Yep. Even if you don't like the show, give us a 5-star. Yeah. And then email us and tell us why.
Yeah. Go over to ageofradio.org /darkwindows. Yes, dark
Quit
windows.
Quit drinking, you lush.
I know. I got to lay off the Coca-Cola with all that fucking booze in it. But if you go there, you can actually listen to every episode we have ever uploaded. And you can also go down at the bottom. There's links for stuff. So if you're in the market to buy anything through like Barnes & Noble or Microsoft or whatever, you click on that, you buy shit through there, and it actually gives us a little bit of a kickback, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Microsoft, you get 10% off, I think, it last time I checked.
And 10% off is big money when you're buying computers. That's pretty good.
Yeah, especially with the way technology moves so quickly.
Yeah.
Having that 10% off to be able to be ahead of the curve, mm-hmm. Not a bad thing.
I mean, think about it like this. If you're buying a $1,000 laptop, 10% off is $100.
Yeah.
That's a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, that's money you could put towards, I don't know, some miniatures.
That's right. Yeah. Or, you know, towards our PayPal if you want to donate once.
No.
Yeah. So besides the announcement for the winner of the logo for the podcast, we're also going to have another announcement for our 1-year anniversary.
Yep. So that'll be our next episode that we record that'll come out not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday.
Yep.
Is it a Sam Squanch level of announcement?
Bigger. Bigger.
Ooh.
Yeah,
what's bigger than a Sam Squanch?
I would say potentially mountain troll size. It's
what
big.
The fuck is a mountain troll?
It's fucking trolls, dude. Jotun, you know?
What?
Fuck's sake. It's a Kraken level. How about that?
Cracking what?
Oh, fuck off.
Cracking your head.
I'm going to fart on your microphone when you leave.
Ooh.
Man, whatever.
He's going to have pig face?
I'll fart right in his mustache.
I'll fart in your mouth.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
If you, you know.
Oh, I got a suggestion for the podcast.
What's that?
Let's fucking end it so we can go home.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Transition. Complete.
So just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean there's not some weird naked monkey thing standing on a rock wall looking at you.
Or a shit of corn.
Or just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that there's not a fucking pterodactyl with freaking laser beams on its forehead.
Oh my. Freaking laser beams.
Freaking lasers.
You guys
80s, are... 80s and Austin Powers all in one episode? Yeah, I'm on fire tonight. That's the best. That's as hard as I can hit.
It's about as hard as you can get, too.
Oh, believe me, I can get plenty hard, my friend.
Well,
too bad no one can see
ask
it.
Ask your butt.
But what did you say?
And with that said, just because you can't see out in the dark.
So just because you can't see out into the dark.
Doesn't mean you're getting butt slammed tonight.
If I play my cards right. Just because you can't see out into the dark
doesn't mean a monkey's there to shave itself.
If I had a monkey that looked like you, I'd shave its balls and teach it to walk on its hands. Fuck me. Just because you can't see out
doesn't
into the dark.
Doesn't mean a monkey's up.
Okay, can we finish this then?
Just because you can't see out in the daylight.
You don't fucking say it. You don't even do it right.
Can't see you. What?
Just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that the dark can't see into you.
Love you, kisses.
I fucking hate you guys. Not the fans. You assholes suck.
Good night, everybody.
Ugh.